Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. To today's kids. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. The kids face today on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids Network. And you know what? I am so glad you guys were able to join me today. I'm so glad you joined me today because I have plenty of news for you. And I also have a special guest here with me today. And I remember last week I told you guys I was going to bring a special guest on. And I was, it was a promise I must keep. So without further ado, I'm here with manager of the Subway franchise, Eli. What's going on, Eli? How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a pleasure. Now, first, I guess, let's tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, for example, your hobbies, things that entertain you, place of birth, you know, okay. All that good stuff.
Well, I was born here in Arizona. I was actually born in a little town called Florence.
Okay.
I've heard of that. Grew up in Eloy, Arizona. Was there for about 17 years before I moved up to Phoenix. And actually got my first job here in Phoenix, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually, you know, into basketball. I like playing basketball. I like going to the gym.
Good.
I gotta, you know, keep my figure.
Definitely. Exercise.
And Subway helps keep my figure as well. So, hey.
Awesome. We're glad to have you. Myself, my exercise hobbies are martial arts. I'm a martial artist, so I just try my best to push past that lazy streak because we all have one as humans. Anyhow, so what made you decide to choose a career at Subway, I guess?
I actually used to work next to a Subway. I was working at a Mexican food store.
Okay.
And, we were very slow. Okay. So I was always, you know, peeking over at Subway, you know, see how they did things down there. And, you know, they were always busy. And here I am lonely at this little Mexican food stand, if you will. And I thought to myself, man, I would really love to work there. You know, everybody seems so happy and, you know, the food looks so great, you know, compared to what I have to serve. And you could smell the fresh bread. You could smell the cookies. I just said, you know, I got to be a part of that. Actually, the district manager actually came over to my Mexican food store and he asked me if, you know, if I was interested.
District manager of
Subway.
Okay.
Yes, of Subway.
Awesome.
And I was like, yes, of course, you know, how could you read my mind? And he actually gave me a position there as a manager and trainee. And this was about 8 years ago. And you know, it was the best, you know, career choice I've made. I've been there 8 years and, as a manager, it's the best career choice I've made.
That is pretty awesome. So you didn't start off as like maybe a sandwich expert or assistant. You started off as a manager and
trainee. And
wow. I've come true.
I have never had any managerial experience, you know, and they just threw me in there and,
that's sometimes how you learn how to swim. They throw you out there.
Yeah, definitely. They threw me into the fire and, I guess, you know, they want to see, you know, if I could handle the job, you know, and, here I am 8 years later, still working at Subway.
That's awesome. So you've worked at the same Subway location for that long?
No, I actually started off at the Subway in the Arizona Mills Mall.
Okay.
I like
shopping there. I like Arizona Mills.
Yeah, oh, definitely. You know, I was there for about 6 months before they threw me out in Fountain Hills.
Okay.
That was actually my first store up in Fountain Hills.
Wow.
I was there for a few months. Nice area. Mm-hmm. And then they threw me down over here, over on Baseline.
They're just throwing you everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. And I was there for 5 years. I got the sales up, you know, customer counts went up. And, Now I'm over on Scottsdale Road, 1380 North Scottsdale Road, actually. Awesome. Shout out to my store.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm sorry, what were your duties as a manager exactly? What were the main duties you had to?
The main duties were basically make sure that the store is, you know, running, you know, running the right way. Yeah. Making sure that all the food was, you know, set and ready to go as far as safe. You know, the food was safe. Checking temperatures, you know, making sure everything was fresh. Baking fresh bread, mm-hmm. baking cookies, mm-hmm. Just making sure that everything was set and ready to go for our customers.
Definitely. And, you know, I'm so happy and ecstatic that you brought a platter of just delicious subs and chips, because as we're talking about it, I'm starting to get hungry. What other types of perks or new recipes do you guys have that have coming up you might want to share with us? Or do you?
Right now, our breakfast is still pretty new.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to talk about that, too, but we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. As far as new things coming up, I won't know till May.
Okay.
May 19th, we're going to be bringing up some new things.
Awesome.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
I wish I could give you a sneak peek.
It's okay. We understand.
You know.
Definitely. However, if you want to know what types of recipes are coming up, send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com and I'll get back to you in May.
Most definitely. You'll be the first one to know.
Yeah, you will. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Terrence Rogers Show, here with the manager of the Subway franchise, and Eli. Glad to have you here, Eli.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. It's a privilege. Now, about your breakfast, since we were just talking about it, because you guys didn't have breakfast for a while, did you?
We haven't had breakfast for the seven of the 8 years I was there.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And it's great. It's great. It's one of the best things we've come out with.
Yeah, it's one of the most important meals of the day. I mean, McDonald's has it, Burger King, all of them have it. So
it's a better breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, how many places can you think of where you can put whatever you want on a breakfast sub?
Exactly.
You go to McDonald's and, you know, it's just the cheese or the sausage or the egg.
Oh, yeah.
Here you can put whatever you want on it, from lettuce to tomatoes, onions, bell peppers, whatever you want on it. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll make it the way you want it.
Mm-hmm.
How unique is that?
Yeah. Have it your way.
Exactly. Subway.
All right. Now, can you elaborate on Jarrett Fogle and his rapid weight loss from eating the Subway sandwiches along with the diet?
Well, I've seen his before and after picture, and I'm quite impressed, actually.
Okay.
If you were to see my before and after picture, you'd be impressed as well.
First off, let me stop you right there. Let me give you a little history of Jarrett Fogle. I was reading this article on Wikipedia. Fogle had become obese by eating junk food and not enough exercise. Switching to eating Subway had changed his eating habits and included healthier life choices and lifestyles and smaller portions of the foods he had been eating, such as mayonnaise, and it also followed up by his significant weight loss by including the Subway diet into his life. So is that kind of, in a nutshell, how he was able to?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. Okay. I eat Subway every day.
Don't ever get burnt out? Because I get burnt out when I eat stuff every day.
No. We got so much, you know, so many different sandwiches and meats that, you know, you just got to, you know, make sure you're not eating the same sub every day.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, eating Subway every day, it's helped me to lose weight as well. I was working at Chili Peppers, you know, I was a little overweight, and that's the Mexican place I was working at.
Okay.
I feel good. I'm always full of energy.
James Brown.
definitely. And it's helped me lose weight, and it's awesome being able to work at Subway every day, eat fresh vegetables every day, eat fresh bread every day. And fresh meats.
Definitely.
I also go to the gym, as I said a few minutes ago, and I feel good. I'm active. You know, that's amazing what good healthy food will do for you.
You know what, Eli, you are really good. You have a lot to say, and it just it's really helping me out. That's awesome.
Well, thank
you have a lot to say. How would you compare and contrast Subway to other on the go restaurants?
Well, I've worked at quite a few restaurants, actually. I've worked
as far as the quality of the food.
Well, the food, I mean, you know, with Subway, you don't have to deal with grease.
Right. That's oh my God. That's a battle that a lot of people fight.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everything's just, you know, we've got the turkey, you know, we've got ham, I mean, chicken breast, cold cuts. I mean, you know, you don't have to deal with, like I said, the grease. You know, it's just, you know, we have so many fat-free dressings as well.
Absolutely.
You know, we've got wheat, honey oat.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, everything's just so fresh and so healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, when you think Subway, you think fresh. I know that's our catchphrase, and it couldn't be farther from the truth.
Yeah, it is the truth. It's not just, you know, a cliche you see on an apartment sign. But what do you enjoy most about working at Subway?
Just being able to shake and bake and prepare sandwiches in front of the customers.
Nice.
You know, I love going in at 6 a.m. and turning the ovens on and just being able to bake fresh bread.
Exactly.
You know, bake fresh cookies and, you know, prep everything, you know, fresh. I mean, I know I've used that word quite a lot. But, you know,
hey, like, you know, it's stating the obvious.
Exactly.
So go ahead and state it.
Right. And, you know, being able to make a sandwich in front of the customer and, you know, get to know them, you know, as we make their sub, you know, across the line.
Absolutely. Because that's the thing. When I go to a restaurant, usually I want to know how my food's being prepared, how it's being made. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if I go to a restaurant and, you know, the food is being cooked like in a dark corner where I can't see anything, or mm-hmm. they're pulling it out of a dark oven and it's like, okay, you know, it's like, But yeah, that's awesome. And if you want to tell me what you think about going to restaurants and having your food cooked in front of you, send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com. Terrence Rogers, mention my name in there because I want to know what you think. What you think about Subway? What's your favorite sub? What you like to eat there? I mean, Eli, he loves Subway. He eats it every day. So I'm sure we have a lot of Subway lovers that are listening right now. And it's a great opportunity to be able to express yourself and eat healthy foods and make healthy decisions. VoiceAmericaKids@gmail.com. Send me an email.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line.
Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You are listening to Today's Kids on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, let's return to our show.
Welcome back to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids Network. Now, it is without a doubt that eating healthy is essential, and which is why I actually have one of the most healthiest on-the-go restaurants managers here with me, Eli. Tacho, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Thank you for asking.
Great. Now, I don't know if you know this. I want to make a statement that Subway is currently one of the largest growing fast food restaurants worldwide.
You are correct.
Yeah. And I was doing some, this for those that don't know, and this is according to the Wall Street Journal. At the end of last year, Subway had 33,749 restaurants worldwide compared to McDonald's with only 32,737 restaurants. So that's awesome. Like, when I heard that, I was shocked because I'm like, McDonald's? What? They beat McDonald's? McDonald's. I'm sure there's a McDonald's in Iraq. And they, wow, that's interesting. So I guess we'll go to the next thing. Where is your store located? And can you name some of the locations here in Arizona?
Most definitely. My store is actually on 1380 North Scottsdale Road off the 202 past Curry.
Okay.
We're inside of the Shell gas station. Other locations, I know there's one on Princeton University.
Yeah.
Close to
yeah,
you guys.
Yes.
There's also one on 48th Street and Baseline.
Okay.
I was there for 5 years. So.
Really?
Yeah.
How was your experience there?
That's where I grew.
Okay.
That's where I grew as a manager and as a person.
Okay.
You know, getting to meet people, you know, new people every day and, you know, challenges every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helped me be the manager I am today.
Right.
And I think I'd be one of the, you know, good managers.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. I'm sure you have a lot of fans, you know, because you've been in the Subway mm-hmm. business for a long time. So mm-hmm. it's always good. Again, how long have you lived here in Arizona?
I've lived in Arizona all my life, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were born in a state called, I am like, ugh, jeez, I need a Subway sandwich. My goodness.
Florence. It would be Florence.
Okay. Florence, Arizona. Okay, awesome, awesome. What is one thing you love about the state of Arizona and one thing you're not too crazy about?
Well, the heat, you know, can get to you sometimes.
I agree.
But, you know, in the winter, the weather is almost perfect. The thing I like about Arizona is just the people. You know, the people mm-hmm, are so, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, they're great. I mean, you know.
I agree. There are some friendly people in here here in the state of Arizona. Because I've been to some other states, and I just didn't really feel the same kind of warm welcome, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of, you know. So
right. That's
good. That's all. That's a really awesome thing. If you had a dream vacation, and I know this is like a little off script, but if you had a dream vacation somewhere where you can go free of cost, someone would just pay for your ticket, where would you go, and tell me about the experience you think that you would have there? Dream vacation.
Well, anywhere that has a beach. I've always, you know, wondered how it was to just, you know, be at a beach.
A beach, okay.
I've never been to the beach. LA, I guess. I don't know if LA has a beach.
I don't. I know California does,
California,
but I don't know
California.
If LA does. I don't know.
But, you know, I would love to go to the beach. That'd be great. That'd be something that's
so maybe go to the beach, stay in a really nice 5-star hotel suite.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few friends or a friend along with you. You think you'd have a great?
I would have a great time.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, that would just cut your cell phone off. I'm just joking. Like, let me change my number. Anyways, tell us more about Jared Fogle and his trials and errors that he went through, because I know he's a spokesperson. I see him on like commercial every 10 minutes for Subway. Tell us more about him.
Well, I'm jealous, first of all. Every time I turn the, you know, the TV on, there he is. I would like to be him someday.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't mind, you don't mind being in front of camera and stuff like you're not a camera shot. Okay, no, yeah, I you
got,
don't seem like
I think
it.
I got the looks, you know, yes. You know, being in front of the camera. So yeah, I wouldn't be scared at all.
So you said you've seen some of his before and after pictures. And what surprised you like the most, you know, as far as his success?
Well, I mean, to see how far he's come. I mean, you know, as I said, I've seen him on, you know, commercials. I've seen him on talk shows. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing what, you know, healthy eating can do.
Yeah.
You know, what success it can bring as well. Like I said, you know, hey, working at Subway every day, maybe I'll be Jared one
just
of
like
days.
Jared Fogle.
Definitely.
I want to be like Jared Fogle. What is one of your favorite sandwiches there? Since, I mean, you eat there, so it's one of your favorite sandwiches.
My favorite sandwich actually would be the BMT.
Okay. Awesome.
The Brooklyn Manhattan Transit.
I think one of my friends likes that too. I think so.
Pepperoni, yeah. Salami and ham with provolone cheese toasted.
Yep. Salami, I love salami. That's always a good thing. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's awesome. And let me just read a recent history, a quick history of Subway. But before I do that, you already know, and you knew this was coming. I want you to send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com because I'm here with, you know, Subway manager. Tell me, ask me some questions, and because I want to know what you're thinking right now. I want to know what you think of the show and what foods you like to eat at Subway. So, I mean, come on now. This is, like, awesome. Send me an email, voiceamericakids@gmail.com. We can chat it up. All right, so let me read a quick history of the Subway restaurant, and I was reading this on Wikipedia. Fred D. Luca borrowed $1,000 from his family, and this was a really long time ago, and I'll give you the date and everything. So he had basically, it was about a man borrowed $1,000 from his family and Peter Buck to start his first sandwich shop, and this was August 28th, 1965. Mm-hmm. Amazing thing is, he did this when he was only 17 years old. And basically, he was trying to raise money to pay for college. And it's crazy because just like on The Social Network, you had a business expert and a computer genius. And they didn't think that Facebook would turn out the way it turned out. They didn't think that they would make millions, billions of dollars off of Facebook. So if you have a goal or a dream, don't give up on that dream because you don't know what's going to come. You, from something small, you don't know what's going to branch out from it. Like, you just don't. So stick with your dreams. It's really good. So, yeah, he was just trying to raise money to pay for college. And his core location for his shop was in the corner of East Main Street and Boston Avenue in Bridgeport, Connecticut. But by noon on opening day, customers were pouring in. So basically, he had a small shop, a small remote area, and by noon of opening day, customers are pouring in. Now, thing about this is, this is what people don't realize. People love eating sandwiches. I love eating sandwiches. People love eating sandwiches. So, I mean, I'm a little surprised that people were pouring in, but then again, I'm not, because I love Subway, so I wasn't surprised. Anyways, so radio advertisements, they had promoted Pete's Submarines, because that was the original name of the shop, Pete's Submarines, which sounded like Pizza Marines, so they changed the name to Pete's Subs, and eventually it adopted the name Subway, which is what it is today, Subway. And they had decorated the store with maps of the New York City subway system and the theme that continues to this day. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing. And the company, again, has 33,749 franchise locations located in 95 countries. And it's produced over $15.2 billion in revenue every year. Can you believe that, Eli? Like, wow. What did you think? I'm sure you've heard this a million times because, I mean, you've worked at Subway for a while, but what did you think of the guy's experience, you know, just growing up and trying to pay for college?
Well, I mean, it's amazing when you, you know, have an idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, you follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, you know, with anything that you try to come up with, you know, there's trials and tribulations.
Absolutely.
You know, he definitely stuck with it. And look, you know, look where we're at now.
Is there any obstacle in your life that you thought was, you know, it's not a big deal, but it's really benefited you today?
Mm-hmm.
And you're glad that you did it, went through with it, kind of like Fred?
Well, I mean, you know, I've gone through a lot
of
things.
Or that you can think of, you know.
There's nothing I can think
of
on top of my head.
No, that's fine, definitely. Yeah, we've all went through a lot of things. And again, it's just, it's really, I tell you, it's essential to keep your goals, keep your mind in the right place, and work hard for the things that you want, because hard work pays off. So, but yeah, Eli, it was great having you today, and I'm so glad you brought them sandwiches, because I'm gonna like pig out when the show's over.
anytime.
You know, again, email me, send me an email. I love getting emails. voiceamericakids@gmail.com. Send me an email. Mention my name, Terrence Rogers Show. And if you're listening and Eli is a close friend of yours or a family member or whomever the case may be, send an email or, you know, let him know, hey, that was great, man. It's just, you know, it's always good to give people compliments, because people love getting compliments. It's very inspiring. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go, on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, walking the fine line between clever and smart.
You are listening to Today's Kids on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, let's return to our show.
Welcome back to Voice America Kids, and you're listening to the Terrence Rogers Show. I'm so glad you're back. Before we left off, before the break, had Eli Tacho, Subway manager of the Subway franchise, here with me. We're talking about all sorts of different stuff, how long he's been with the business, what the difference between on-the-go restaurants like Subway compared to other, you know, really greasy fast food restaurants, and how Jared Fogle was able to lose so much weight along with other stuff, but also incorporating the Subway diet into his life. So definitely got to check that out. And yeah, it was an honor to have him, definitely. But we're going to talk about current events, and I want to catch you up on some of the events that are going on and that have been going on, and some of the things you didn't know about. And I just want you guys to stay informed on some things. Now, let's talk a little bit about the United States Secret Service and what their initial job is. And for those that don't know, Secret Service is are those people, like, it's like the Men in Black, kind of like the FBI, but no, it's those people you see following around the president of the United States. They protect every president. They're always following them around, checking the hotel, making sure, you know, it's safe, checking around, making sure that he is protected, he's safe, and no one's trying to harm the president of the United States. That's what we know the Secret Service as. You know, for protecting the president. But that hasn't always been the case. And actually, since 1865, the Secret Service has hunted forgers of American currency, basically counterfeit dollar bills. And that's a big problem in the United States. Not a big problem, a small problem. Well, a debatable big, small problem, whatever we want to say. Counterfeit dollar bills, the fake $20 bills. That's why when you go to a Circle K or a convenience store, they're always holding up the dollar bills, big dollar bills. Sometimes they'll even hold up tens in the air to see if the face is where it's supposed to be, because it's a problem when you have people trying to pass out Monopoly money, you know, just to get off on somebody. And it's a big mission. Around 80 million of circulating bills are fake. And that's in the United States. 80 million of bills circulating are fake. And that's not good, because that can mess up our economy if too much fake money is going around. That can really mess us up. However, President Abraham Lincoln, 16th president of the United States, a really long time ago, created the Secret Service at the end of the Civil War, because back then, you know, 80 million right now, that's not a lot, but half of the money in the United States, half of all of the money in the United States was fake. So it was counterfeit, half of it. So he created the Secret Service to hunt down those that are making fake dollar bills. I mean, think of it as like this. You know, you're struggling in your life, and you're, you know, say for example, you're at a store waiting for work, looking for work, waiting for people to hire you, freelance, I guess is the proper term for it. And you know, you're working, or they have you doing yard work and stuff. You did a lot of work, you had to paint, whatever the case is, and they give you, let's say, $100, and hey, you know, that's some good money, but you find out that it's fake when you try to go to a store and purchase something, and you get arrested. That's a big issue. So yeah, I'm so for, you know, getting rid of those who do that kind of stuff, because it's not right to counterfeit. It really isn't. And it's just crazy. However, recently the government has taken measures to slightly change the design of the dollar bill to stay one step ahead of those that make counterfeit dollar bills. And lucky, all counterfeit money isn't hard to find, because recently a 35-year-old woman in Georgia was arrested for trying to use a $1 million bill at Walmart. A $1 million bill. I'm sorry, that is just hilarious. I was looking at pictures of the $1 million bill, and it looked real, but come on now. That's like, seriously, a $1 million bill. It's like going up to the cash register. I'm sure she probably, you know, took every TV dinner, every hot dog package in the store, walked up there feeling confident, like she's going to walk out the store with all that stuff and her $1 million bill in her hands. It's just hilarious. Oh, well, okay, ma'am, it'll be $482.99. Okay, she gets her purse out and pulls out, oh, here it is. Oh, well, ma'am, that's counterfeit, and I'm sorry, we're going to have to call the police. I mean, come on now. Anyways, let's talk about something else. Lady Gaga. Now, over the past 24 hours, many fans have done web searches because we want to know what her real name is. And Lady Gaga, we know that's not a real name, but we want to know the real name. So her real name spiked into the atmosphere, and her real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, if I said that last one right. That is her real name. However, Gaga earned her nickname in an unusual way. And I was reading, according to a producer, Rob F., Lady Gaga was actually a glitch. He said he had typed in Radio Gaga in a text, and it did an autocorrect to somehow Radio got changed to Lady. And he was stating that she texted me back, that's it. And after that day, she was Lady Gaga. So that's interesting. Like, that's like a dream come true. I mean, that's crazy. Well, I have a little trivia that I want you guys to participate in. Now, what is Madonna's name? What's Madonna's real name? Tell me. And I want you guys to tell me. I want you guys to send me an email to voiceamericakids@gmail.com. And I'll tell you if you're right on my radio, on the station. I will tell you if you're right. So what is Madonna's real name? Tell me. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard. Just look her up. But yeah, tell me what you think. And voiceamericakids@gmail.com. I'm eager to hear what you have to say about that. Definitely. Crazy. I'm stuffed. I'm sorry. I'm stuffed from the Subway sandwiches I was eating earlier. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network, Terrence Rogers Show. I'm Terrence Rogers. Yeah, I was just saying, I'm stuffed from the Subway sandwiches. I had about three of them back there. It's like, you know, I put mayonnaise, mustard, all that good stuff. He brought the whole platter. Excellent. I had Doritos with it. I mean, it was the best. Doing radio definitely has its benefits, as pressurable as it could be. So anyhow, yeah, definitely. So have you ever dreamed of being a famous actor, you know, well recognized in a movie? Or I know some people say, I wish I could be so famous. Everyone would know my name. I get as many friends as I want. Well, what you see isn't always what you get when you see celebrities in the big screen, big movies. Chris Hemsworth, though apparently he is the role of Thor. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about Chris in a second, but Thor, big movie, Marvel, big movie. Thor, I'm going to go see it when it comes out in theaters. It's about a god, I don't want to say a god, but it's about, how do I say this? Mystical creators. There we go. Mystical creators that have a they're having a feud against each other, and they want to select an apprentice, kind of, and they select Thor, and he's like the king of lightning. So I want to go see that movie. It's a Marvel comic book character, and I'll tell you about the actor that's playing the movie Thor. Really ripped guy. This guy is like a wrestler. He should go into professional wrestling. It's a 27-year-old Australian actor. Didn't know he was Australian until I did the research, so that was interesting. I was like, wow. However, let's see. Yeah, so 27 years old, and he had to get into serious shape to play the hero inspired by Norse mythology. But, I mean, it went a little bit too far. In an interview with the Los Angeles Times at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, Hemsworth, he revealed that he bulked up, which means he got so ripped and so muscular to prepare for the role that he couldn't fit into his own costume. And when he tried his armor on for the final camera test right before shooting was to begin, it was way too tight. So this guy was so ripped, he was so buff that he tried to get into a suit and he couldn't fit his whole leg into the leg part of the suit. I mean, they were having some serious, I don't want to say wardrobe malfunctions, but that's the only thing I can think of, you know, with him, because he was so ripped. Like, this guy he looked like the Incredible Hulk on a smaller scale. Anyhow, Hemsworth said that while wearing the restricted long sleeve costume, he said, "My hands started going numb, and I started getting on. I started getting pins and needles. And you touch the skin, and the blood wouldn't return to the area." In 3 months between being measured for the costume and final testing, his added muscle made the suit so tight it cut off circulation. That can be pretty painful. And you know, people sometimes like movie actors, and they say, "I want to be just like him. Oh, I could do that better. Oh, that's enough. I put me in that movie." But they don't know what, how much preparation and how much time and hard work actors and movie producers and directors have to go through to show you that 90 minutes of action and jam-pack dramatic scenes. It is a lot of work. My uncle, Chris Rogers, he's an independent filmmaker, and just to put together like a 90-minute film takes months to a year, especially because he's independent film, so it takes even longer. But since we're talking about movies, if you have a favorite movie you like, send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com, because currently my favorite movie is what's my favorite movie? I'm forgetting my own favorite movie. Resident Evil Afterlife. That's what my favorite movie is currently. Again, voiceamericakids@gmail.com. I want to know what your favorite movie is. But let's take a break. Keep it right here. I'm Terrence Rogers on the Voice America Kids Network.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun. Times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back, to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network?
make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
You are listening to Today's Kids on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, let's return to our show.
All right, welcome back to the Terrence Rogers Show and Voice America Kids Network. All right, so before we left off, we were just talking about Thor and the actor that plays Thor. He's actually Australian. And the wardrobe malfunctions he had to go through to get in that suit. My goodness. His name is Chris Hemsworth. I mean, I was reading up on this article. I was like, are you serious? Wow. I mean, hey, he was getting paid the big bucks. So, I mean, actors go through that stress and that pain and the training. Like, for example, The Matrix. Chris, you know, the main character. I forget his name. Chris Reeve. Anyways, I'm not even going to twist my brain on that. But Neo, Morpheus, Mr. Smith, those actors had to go through extensive training to do those scenes. And it was, a lot of it was memorization. There were long periods of time. And they brought in, like, original Asian kung fu artists to, you know, do all sorts of different animal types, style kung fu and stuff. But there were long periods, extended periods of times where there were no cuts. Oh, 5 second fight scene cut. Ten cut. There was like, they would be fighting for about 5 minutes straight, having to memorize all those different techniques and stuff. And I take martial art. I know that it can be challenging trying to do that. So actors go through a lot to look pretty for those 90 minutes. So just know that. But just to wrap this up, Hemsworth had allegedly stated that he had changed his diet and his workout routine, focusing more on cardiovascular exercises instead of weight training and trying to gain weight. That's the problem. He was gaining too much weight. Did a lot of eating, a lot of sleeping, a lot of working out, a lot of weightlifting. I'm sure supplements were a part of the diet too, you know, for 3 months. So, yeah, he was pretty buff. You got to type his name in, Chris Hemsworth, in the computer, and you can look up pictures of the movie Thor and, you know, his weight training and, you know, difficulties he had to go through just to get in that suit, because it was no joke. Also, on a serious topic, earlier I remember I was talking to you guys about Secret Service and what their job is to do. Recently, and I was reading some more news online, President Reagan was, someone had attempted to assassinate President Reagan, and it was crazy because, Secret Service was there, and one of them had got harmed for trying to save Reagan. I mean, it was crazy. This happened on March 30th. Reagan still did get hit with a bullet, but it wasn't critical because Secret Service, one of the guys, literally like pushed him out of the way, put his hand and moved him and pushed him out the way and took the bullet for him. Very dramatic. Speaking of movies, just like how you see in the movies where they push someone out, a car's coming or something. That's what happened, but this was the real deal. So, you know, like our presidents that have been assassinated before, Lincoln and Kennedy, it would have been quite a shame if it were to happen again to one of the other ones. So it was a near-death experience, and it makes you appreciate life more when we go through different experiences. So, definitely. However, let's switch it up to talk about something different. I was reading in the New York Times article, and I was looking through some electronics. Now, the Steven Tyler Tech Show may have already beat me to this, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. So, some electronics you should use or lose and get rid of, and I'll tell you specifically why, because you don't want to have a whole bunch of machine junk in your house, wherever you live. Take it to the pawn shop and pawn it, if that's the case. You don't want all that stuff in your stuff. Anyways, a desktop computer. Now, you ever go to your grandparents' house or just anyone's house and they have that beige, you know, kind of isolated-looking computer that just kind of sits there, might still be on the dial-up internet connection, and it moves very slow, it's bulky, it takes up a lot of space, lose it. And you may have one now, but you're really going to need to replace it with a laptop, possibly, if you can afford it. Now, laptops are actually on sale. A Dell laptop, I believe, right now, it's only about $500. And it comes with a charger, and it's a really high-tech thing. So when it comes to desktop computers, use it or lose it. Get rid of it. You're not going to need it later on. As quick as technology is advancing, get rid of that computer as soon as possible, as soon as you get a tax return or whatever the case is, or some allowance. All right, high-speed internet. It's crucial to have that. If you have any type of computer, it's crucial to have high-speed internet. I mean, Wi-Fi, MiFi, you can pick up signals on your iPhone. Keep high-speed internet. I mean, some people say, oh, I don't have to pay that much. A lot of things with the high-speed internet, it'll come with like a bundle. Like if you have Cox, it'll come with, Cox cable, Cox telephone, and Cox internet. Get it at a good price. Speaking of Cox, if you want to see more of me, because you're hearing me right now, but if you want to see more of me, channel 99 and Cox cable, you can tune in on there. Station No 99, I'm on there. I'm a student rep. Also on channel 20 for Quest. So, yeah, since we're talking about, high-speed internet, you definitely want to keep that. That's very important. And if you have any other questions, because we're not done yet, but hey, if you have any other questions, send me americakids@gmail.com. It's really important that you ask questions. There's a saying, and it's ask and you shall receive. And I am more than welcome to answer any question you have about the show or about what I talked about, because I want you to stay informed, so definitely. Now, cable TV. Depends. I mean, it's debatable whether you need to pay for cable TV. Sports fans, probably, you probably want to keep it. And if you're a big news watcher, you might want to keep cable. But that's the thing, though. They have, like, news online. You can watch from your computer. You can watch, like, Fox 10 News live. So that's really debatable. I don't know. I mean, they have Netflix, Amazon Instant Video Movies, Hulu plans. That's really debatable. At my house, we don't have, like, HBO channels. Digital cable, and we probably get about 30 channels, and we're satisfied with that. We don't feel like we're missing out one bit. So, hey, that's debatable. Cable TV, very debatable. Yay. Also, a point-and-shot camera. You know those cheap cameras you see when you go to Walgreens? And not just Walgreens, I'm sorry, any convenience store you go to, you see those cheap cameras. It has 25 film in it, and it costs about $5 to $10, which is utterly ridiculous. That's a ripoff to charge $10 for a small camera that you're going to throw away 48 hours. But so don't buy those. I mean, I know it's convenient. Hey, kids, we're going to Disneyland. Those Nemo cameras from Fry's Electronics or Walgreens. It looks cute. Yeah, it's a Nemo camera, but it's a waste of money. So, the best thing to do is, just get something else. Speaking of something else, camcorder. Now, use it according to the article. They say that you should lose it. I beg to differ, but I'll tell you what the article says. Camcorder with ends of the video spectrum. Smartphones can capture video, and while it may not be IMAX quality, many people do not care. I do. In high quality, new digital SLR cameras like the Canon Rebel T1i, which costs around $750 with lens, can shoot full HD while taking advantage of all interchangeable lenses that were created for still photography. That camcorder is now one that you should probably own and it will last $750. That is so cheap. No, that's not cheap. That's very expensive. I think that camcorders are if you have a family, especially, it's always good to have camcorders. You can film what's going on Christmas, you know, people opening up gifts, film, lose a camcorder. I totally disagree with that. Keep a camcorder. I have a camcorder and I'll pull it out in a minute. You know, shoot, what if I need to, why should I spend $750 when I can buy a camcorder for under $120? Under. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. So, anything. Anyways, alarm clock. Should we use it or lose it? Alarm clock is essential and you should keep it. And the article says it, and I agree with the article. Smartphones can be terrific alarm clocks. I mean, you hear that loud rock and roll song that comes on and wakes you up out of your sleep, and you're like, jeez Louise, and it's your phone because it's that loud ringtone. Great. But, you know, they can ramp up. I mean, the volume's great and everything, and, you know, you should just have an alarm clock. A phone is to make phone calls. An alarm clock is to wake you up. Use or lose it, I say use it. All right, and last but not least, a thumb drive. Essential. They say lose a thumb drive, I say keep it. That's ridiculous. One more thing, books. Use it or lose it, keep books. Reading is fundamental and it unlocks doors in the mind. And if you disagree, I want you to send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com. However, the word of today, word for today, is ethical. And what the definition of ethical is: ethical human morals and motives based on ideas of right and wrong. And we want to strive to be ethical and be moral when we make our everyday decisions in our lifetime. That's what we want to strive to be. Thank you so much for joining us. We talked about so much today. Thanks again. That's going to do it for today. It's been great. Listen to our show weekly and voiceamericakids.com. This is the Terrence Rogers Show. Have a good one.
This has been Today's Kids on the Voice America Kids channel. Please join us again next week for another episode featuring the issues you care about most. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.